"You may leave us, Pud," Tyrion told his squire. Only when the boy was gone did he turn back to Lancel. "There is more." "Yes, Her Grace bids me inform you that Sir Jaslyn Bywater defied a command issued in the king's own name." "Which means that Cersei has already ordered Bywater to release Pycelle, and has been rebuffed." "I see. She insists that the man be removed from his office and placed under arrest for treason. I warn you." He set aside his wine cup. "I'll hear no warnings from you, boy." "Sir," Lancel said stiffly. He touched his sword, perhaps to remind Tyrion that he wore one. "Have a care how you speak to me, imp." Doubtless he meant to sound threatening, but that absurd wisp of a moustache ruined the effect. "Oh, unhand your sword. One cry from me, and Shagga will burst in and kill you. With an axe, not a wineskin." Lancel reddened. Was he such a fool as to believe his part in Robert's death had gone unnoted? "I am a knight." "So I've noted. Tell me, did Cersei have you knighted before or after she took you into her bed?" The flicker in Lancel's green eyes was all the admission Tyrion needed. So Varys told it true. "Well, no one can ever claim that my sister does not love her family." "What, nothing to say? No more warnings for me, sir? You will withdraw these filthy accusations, or—" "Please, have you given any thought to what Joffrey will do when I tell him you murdered his father to bed his mother?" "It was not like that," Lancel protested, horrified. "No? What was it like, pray?" "The queen gave me the strong wine. Your own father, Lord Tywin, when I was named the king's squire, he told me to obey her in everything." "Did he tell you to fuck her too?" "Look at him. Not quite so tall, his features not so fine, and his hair is sand instead of spun gold. Yet still, even a poor copy of Jamie is sweeter than an empty bed, I suppose.